Introducing Collide Goss, a podcast about two immature best friends who run a few businesses together and live for the goss and the margies. Join us as we goss about our lives, our work, and our friends, anonymously, of course.
But can I just say one more thing? For some of it, I'd actually have to go into the mine.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Really? Baz said it was really scary and, like, black and dark.
It's so safe. Think about how many mining accidents you've heard of in the last 20 years.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to our channel.
Crystal Love.
Yep, Crystal Love. I thought this was your crystal.
No.
I'm going to hold it really tight for good energy.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting...
No.
No, I'm not getting a migraine. I just feel drained.
Guess what I bought yesterday?
Ping pong.
No, think about it.
Can you give me a hint?
This?
A crystal.
No, what's like...
Rock salt. Himalayan rock salt. Celtic rock salt.
Celtic, yes, you got it.
Yeah, I've got it in my water right now.
I put it in my smoothie and it tasted like a caramel, you know, salted caramel because I had it with the chocolate.
I love salted caramel.
Powder. So you put protein powder with it and then with the salt and banana.
Ooh.
It's really good.
Maybe I should do that.
Yeah, and I had a cold shower. So I took your tips.
Fuck, that feels right. Yeah. Did you gargle?
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Have you been gargling?
No, but new thing that I would like to introduce you to. So, did you listen to Darling Shine yesterday?
No, I've been really bad with podcasts lately.
Chloe went on that spa retreat that I told you about.
Yes.
With that Mata lady who's like, she's the queen of Ayurvedic medicine in LA, and she's like, Kourtney Kardashian uses her, yep. Gwyneth Paltrow. She's the one with the spa in the Santa Monica proper.
Oh my God. And she's Aussie?
No. She just like, I think she's like Swedish or something. Mm. Anyway, her big things for just like health in general, detoxing, pregnancy, everything, is eating a teaspoon of ghee every day.
Ooh,
but then you build it up. So it's so gross. I did one this morning.
Like, confusing because I've scanned it on Yucca and it said it was really like
it's bad, but
it's really fatty, I think.
You need to get the one, a different one. I'll send
like
you a
the barn one.
Yeah, I've got that.
Yeah, I've had that one in the past. What's it good for though?
So it detoxifies. Fuck, I really need to start like stop reading top line because I don't know the answer.
Write your notes about it. Yeah,
yeah, but on the podcast it said you do like a teaspoon of ghee for 2 weeks and you build it up. So it's like one teaspoon, then two, then three, day three, then four.
Yeah.
And then toward the end of the 2 weeks, you start having a teaspoon of castor oil. Have you seen castor oil all over TikTok?
No.
It's got really good health benefits for like flushing out your body.
Castor oil. Because then it will come up.
Yeah.
Castor oil and ghee in my mouth. See? Yeah. We'll have to look.
So that's the new thing I'm trying out this week.
Okay. Well, let me know. You probably need a longer than a week though. You probably need like a few months to see. What are you supposed to see an improvement in?
Calming your central nervous system down, preparing your body for pregnancy, which I'm not doing, but
might as well start.
Just flush that little fanny out.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else.
Okay.
But I think you also have to complement that with the arrow. You know what? On our next solo episode, I'll have a whole thing on it.
Okay. Because I'd like to know more.
Yeah.
Cool. What's been happening this week though?
This week? I felt really flat this week.
Oh, why?
I think I'm getting my period.
Same.
A little bit overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Just one of those like...
What, from the weekend you think? You're a bit drained?
No, not from the weekend. Like just...
Catching up
from
your
last
week?
More than I can chew
this
week.
I think because you had the unorganized week last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Not unorganized. You had a holiday, but it went too long.
It went too long. And then I'm away again. So I'm looking forward to just having a few weekends at home.
Yeah.
But... Good week, love the tutoring, but just had a few like 6-7 hours straight of tutoring.
That's hard work on the brain.
But no, I've had a good week. Has anything exciting happened? Oh.
What day is it? Thursday.
I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
I went to yoga at 6 a.m.
Ooh,
every early. Day this week.
Wow. That's big.
However, just for a laugh for the girlies, I'm going to say it may have done more harm than good.
Why?
Because I'm still going to bed very late.
What time's late for you?
Well, every night this week I finished at 9, so then I'm not asleep till like 11. Yeah. Go away. And so...
And you're eating probably like what, at 9:30 at night?
No, so I've done that thing where okay, I've good. Put the...
Yeah. Little
break in.
Little box in there of food.
Yeah, I put a little box in the bathroom and I just eat Jut's crackers in there and I'm like, yeah. But yeah, I had a massive nap for like 3 hours in the day the other day.
Wow. And I feel good.
It did feel good.
I haven't had one of them for a long time.
It also felt weird. You know when you wake up and you're really hungry and disorientated? Dribbling. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was dribbling and I was just like, who am I?
You're an English tutor that's working hard.
I'm working on tonight.
Seriously though, that's a big week on the tools.
Yeah, so big week on the tools. Go to Melbourne tonight for a shoot.
Yes, Melbourne. You know, I'm going next week.
Oh.
I was going to go this weekend.
What are you going for?
To see Grace.
Oh my God, I have to see Grace. Yeah. I feel like I'll get her to come to the hotel I'm staying
at. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. So you've had, yeah.
Good week.
It's a tiresome week, but next week's a new week.
Yeah, it's honestly been a great week. There's nothing to complain about. No. I'm just getting my period and I just wanted to be a bit devo for a couple days.
We must be on track together. When do you get yours?
Yeah, see, we're not on track, so.
I'm always at the end of the, like, 29th, 30, like, around now.
I get my period in.
Exciting chats right now for all the boys in here. When's yours? I'm actually intrigued.
Tomorrow.
Oh, yours is tomorrow. Mine's in 2 days.
Why have we synced up?
You must have. I always get it around this time.
I think I have a shorter cycle than you.
You must.
I haven't really had any symptoms for my period this month apart from severe depression and big tits.
just one major flag.
2 days of severe depression.
My boobs hurt. My dog's been sleeping up on the bed, like jumps up at night because he's not in his crate because when Eddie's away, like I can't, I'm just like, I would never forgive myself if someone broke in and he was in a crate.
You never forgive yourself?
Because I'd be dead.
You wouldn't be able to.
And he like came up, he noticed I was stirring to get up this morning and then he came and just flopped his head like right here to like lie on top of me.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, you know, when they're really sensitive, I like lost it at him. I was like, get the fuck off me. I like just throw him off. I was like, oh my God, he was so confused.
What did
like,
he say?
He was just like, oh, like just sitting at the end of the bed, like really scared. And I was like, that fucking hurt, you little bitch.
Don't tell
me. I know, but he just wanted a hug. Anyway.
How's your week been?
My week, yeah, well, Eddie's away, so he left Monday. So I've had a lot of sister time. Ruby's moved in. Eddie's living his best life in Las Vegas.
Yeah, how is it?
Well, I just watched some footage then of him that they need to cut a lot of because he was
off-head.
Drunk.
Off-head?
Pretty drunk.
Nice.
He was pretty hungover this morning. I think he got first night fever. I mean, it's like a boy's dream, isn't it, to be in Las Vegas for the footy on a work trip, if you can see.
Yeah, without any chicks.
Without me being like, what are you doing? Why are you drinking too much? Like,
yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I reckon I was laughing, being like, oh, you know, he got pissed like that night. But I was like, I reckon they've been pissed ever since he got on that first flight, the first leg to Melbourne to then swap planes. I reckon he got pissed on that, the first bit of the flight.
He will be drunk the entire time.
Oh, the whole time. It's like a boy's dream right now. But I'm really happy for him. I'm excited. I think it's really fun.
I love that.
That they're there. I'm jealous as hell though. I don't really want to be on that trip, but I'm like, fuck, you get to go to America again. We just got back.
I would love to go to Vegas. That's me.
Yeah, you would love Vegas. It's a bit draining for me.
I like the gambling. I think that's really fun.
Actually, so weird. So I've always had this very weird quality of when I do go to like a casino, like when we, in our honeymoon, when we were away, we were staying on like near one. And we had this night where I was just like yelling out numbers like to Eddie and he'd do it. And then we were winning like the whole time. Mm. And he's like, you've got this weird like
Midas touch,
like psychic energy about like numbers. Like I just get a feeling and I'm like, yeah, like 12. And then Eddie messaged me last night being like, just pick a number. And I was like, what? And then he's like, just pick a number. And I kind of even didn't think about it. Picked a number and he's like, fuck yeah, I just won. How weird is that? I'm like, I'm pretty
you're
good at
gonna
this.
Be like the new you should start playing online poker and stuff.
I would imagine that I just sit in my study the whole time.
No, you can make so much money.
Okay.
Like online poker, like there are people that quit their lives to be.
Imagine if I became like a really big poker chick. That'd be
honestly
really
that's a niche.
It's a big
niche.
You
know how like girls that are really hot and they become DJs because they've got the niche of being really hot.
I always wanted to do that though too.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd
Not anymore. It was when I told you when I got back from Splendor and stuff and I was like.
Yeah, you have like weird fantasies. Yeah, like wanting fantasies. To go to school in the Northern Beaches and stuff.
Oh yeah. And then like moving to LA or something. Like I have all these like weird fantasies, but that would never like come to fruition. It just wouldn't even make like I just know.
Yeah. But you could be the next poker player.
I could. I'm gonna give that a try. I'll look into that when I get home, let you guys know.
Or even like blackjack. Is that the one where you
maybe blackjack's better for me because you just guess numbers.
Yeah.
Poker, you've actually got to kind
of concentrate. What would be your name, like your online name?
Well, I'd probably stick to my Hotmail name, like Elza Groove.
I think you can do better than that.
Elza Goons.
What about?
I've got so many nicknames. I've got to make use of them. Goonbags.
Goon bags, like money bags, but
yeah,
goon bags.
But that's my other nickname.
Yeah, goon bags.
Okay, cool.
Goon bags. Goon bags 69.
Yeah. Isn't that your swimmer babe 60? Why are you swimmer babe 69?
No, I'm swimmer babe 76.
Why 76?
Because I used to live at a house numbered 76.
What, Beverly Hill Road?
Yeah, Kambala Road.
Oh, Kambala Road, sorry. But other than that, good. Ruby's like, yeah, my personal chef. So
I love that.
Great. And it's been good. I'm trying to think. Nothing else is really going on. I'm just like living my life without Eddie around, just having girl time. It's good.
So nice.
But we're going to introduce the wins as well for the week.
Wins for the week.
I wrote mine down because I always forget. Because don't you reckon it's so easy to forget your wins?
Yeah, what am I – okay. Win for the week, getting my teeth fixed – and my splint resized. And I'm obviously the most annoying patient on earth. So, like, I'm very grateful that I can just get an appointment and get that done.
Nice. Yeah. It is good.
That's a win. And also training every day this week.
That's impressive, the 6 a.m. thing. Because you have to wake up at, like, 5 something then.
Yeah. And one morning I woke up at 3 and couldn't get back to sleep.
Okay, maybe that's pushing it then.
And I just wandered around the house. I just buzzed around.
Oh, my God.
Just
Jarch would have been like, fuck off.
Oh, yeah. Jarch has been passing out. Jarch is life now. I'm just going to let you know. That man lives the best life on earth. I know he works really hard, but his days are wake up. Okay, this is what he did this morning and then we'll –
No, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So this morning, as I just said, I've been a bit flat lately.
Yeah.
Highly sensitive to sound, I would say.
Interesting.
And I woke up and he's like, how are you feeling this morning? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I just think I need like a couple more minutes just to myself. And then he was like,
okay, fuck off.
Yeah. And he was like, okay. And he was like, for like 15 minutes.
I hate that so much.
And I was like, is everything okay in your mouth? And he's like, yeah, it's all good. And then he got up. Took like 17 vitamins and then was going
dry reaching
and
then so
and spitting and blowing his nose into the sink and I was like
no too far
and I was like twitching and convulsing and I was like but I couldn't be a fuckwit because he'd been so nice and he's like sorry my love like just choking a bit and I was like
no I would have been
and then he proceeds to walk to the kitchen grab 3 eggs crack them individually, put them in a glass, scull
he
it.
Loves that.
Yep, scull the first one. Again, starts dry choking reaching. And dry reaching. And in my head I think he's not gonna do another egg and just continue that same pattern again while I'm actually about to fucking bash him. And then he did it again and he was like and I was like and I was like holding it in and I was like, is everything okay? And he's like, what do you mean? I'm sweet. I'm just like trying to get
trying
these
to get
eggs down.
My morning.
And then he did the third one and he goes, and I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And then he just left the eggs there
Stop.
And the tea towel. And
I go,
could you please put that stuff away? And he was like, yeah, I am. And then I was like, actually counting down, like I was like 60, 59. Like I was like trying to count for when he'd leave the house. And I go, hey, can you take the recycling down? And then I go, anyway, see ya, have a good day. And he goes, no, no, I'm coming back up. Oh, and I was like, fuck. Oh, get away from me.
He's but like, nah.
What was the point of that story?
The winds. Waking up early, being sensitive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that was a small loss for the morning.
Yeah.
But a funny story. A loss.
On that note, Eddie has – I think I'm sensitive to sound all the time.
Yeah, I don't like
people gulping, breathing too loudly.
Yeah.
So I have that a lot now with Ruby living here. Like it's a lot for me. I just have to be like –
But you are allowed to do it at any time.
Oh, I'm allowed. Like I'm farting as well, but then I do it.
Yeah,
Eddie's like, you're so fucked. Like, I can't do it, but then you.
Yeah, yeah. I can cough and splutter and snot, anything.
Oh, I can't. Eddie has like, I'll be like driving and he'll just be like, I can sing like.
Oh, don't. That.
And it's like this little like interjection and he's just like about to burp and he's like. Bleh. And I'm like. I'm like, if you fucking do that one more time, I'm like, I think you need to go get checked. Like, I think there's something wrong with you. Like, I go on a rampage.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, is everything okay?
No, he just goes, why are you so mean to me? And I'm like.
No, but it's like so revolting.
I can't help it. And then I'm like, sorry, oh my God, it's just really funny. And I'm like, getting really like weird. Because I get so awkward because I can't bite my tongue. I actually can't do it. It's just an irritable thing.
Do you know what I've started doing?
What?
Is like. When Jarch was doing that this morning, I went into the bathroom and I shut the door and I just under my breath, I was like, you are so fucking disgusting. Oh. Like you just kind of say it and say get it out, but not to them because they're not meaning to hurt your feelings.
No, but it's hard not to share that. So that's one win for you. Do you have any more for us?
Wins.
No, it's been a tough week.
I had my kid back. Like I tutored that kid that I tutor where the mum gives me the books. And? He's been away on a soccer camp ages because he's a really good soccer player. And I had him this week and he just makes me laugh so much. Like at the end of that was a win. At the end of the session, he was like, Steph, I was thinking on the plane and I need to know what you think. My auntie just had a baby and so I've been thinking about what I should name my children and I just want to know what you're going to name your children. And I go, anyway, that was a win having That's him. So he random. Makes me laugh.
That's cute.
What are your wins?
My win for the week is, so my dog, this is so niche, my dog has never been able to get over a yeast infection.
Oh, that's a huge win for the boys.
But we haven't beaten it yet. But my nightmare most of the week is trying to get I'm onto apple cider vinegar with diluted in water and you put it down their ear because it kills the yeast, but it is impossible to touch my dog's ear. Like he just like hates it because he's in so much pain all the time. But I got this like Shandong chicken thing Chinese the other night.
Shandong
chicken? Like Shandong chicken or something. It's like similar to that. It had like a nice sauce on it. And I had it left over on Monday before Eddie left. I'm like, can you help me try before you go? Because, like, I won't be able to do it for a while when you've, like, left.
Yeah.
To get this stuff down the ear.
Yeah.
Because he'll, like, try and, like, turn around. He'll, like, open his mouth, but he won't get you. But you're sort of like, oh, he's really, like, not wanting it. Like, he goes this weird face and he just, like, can't reach you, but he just doesn't want you to go anywhere near it.
Yeah.
So you have to have two people to do it. And then I got this, like, I had all these chicken pieces from Chinese and I, like, got it out. Diluted it a bit more this time, the apple cider vinegar. So maybe it was just stinging a bit. Eddie got it. He didn't even notice when we put it down because he was loving my Shandong chicken. So Shandong chicken for the win.
That's huge.
Yeah. And then I did it myself yesterday.
Holy shit.
So I'm doing it. But he was a bit uncomfortable yesterday, which stressed me out. He was like shaking heaps after because it obviously goes down his ear, all the water and
Yeah, I
stuff.
Don't like that feeling. I understand why he
doesn't
like
Yeah, and I felt
like
bad. And he was sort of like panting. I was like, oh, did I do something wrong? Because like Eddie wasn't there to – like it's nice to have someone like control that and then they do it or you do one role. I was doing both and I don't know if I got it down properly. So that's a big win for the dog and the girl today.
I like that. I'm into that.
Oh, that was getting through a whole 3 nights without Ned. That was a joke though. But like meeting being like, lol, the dog might be fine, not
no,
scared
No,
no,
let's circle back. You got through a whole 3 nights
it was like,
without Ned.
And then I wrote haha jokes.
Haha jokes?
As in like I didn't get scared. But
what's
that was
the longest you've been away from Ned?
I've not in this house, it would probably only be like 4 nights, 3 nights. So this is 10.
Oh, he's gone for 10.
Yeah. No, 8 nights or something, sorry.
That's that big.
Kind of a joke though. But like saying like I didn't get scared.
Yeah.
You know what I was really worried about?
But are
about?
You ever like I love Ruby. I know you like having her there. But are you ever like, I'd love just a night me?
I've done that heaps though. He's always like, he'll go away nights and I'm by myself.
True, true.
I don't mind doing that. I like the idea of Ruby being here because it's a bit longer like – because, like, I probably get a bit lonely.
It is lonely, yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of nice having someone to have a gossip with and watch a show with and have, like, chocolate Ruby, and tea and have a, you know, like, chat.
Ruby is an amazing cook.
Yeah. And I get it if I was in an office all day with people talking and I'd be drained. But, like, I'm at home by myself. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's so true.
So it's nice having someone there for dinner with you and then she leaves. We're not really there all the time together. So it's not.
Yeah.
Third win, I'm getting a hydrafacial tomorrow. I got a freebie.
That is so weird, Ella. I was literally just – so Romy was talking to me about skin.
Yeah.
Because we had that chat and she's like, the one thing that you just need if you don't have anything else is hydrofacial.
Oh, my God, they're amazing.
Yeah.
So I got them before my wedding heaps.
Yeah. We got one
really
together.
Good. We got one together and then I got a few more after. And I just like it because it does so many things and it's so quick. So you exfoliate – hang on, cleanses, extracts and hydrates all in one treatment and they're not that expensive. So even if you wanted to like pay for a few.
Where are you going? Where are you getting it?
I'm just going around the corner here to Max Mania Lab are doing them out of their thing.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. And there's immediate results and no downtime. And I was like, fuck yeah, I'll come in and get one.
Fuck yeah.
So I was like, that's so weird because we've been talking about skin. So I was like, that is perfect timing.
Manifest.
And my skin's bad around this time of month. Like it breaks out.
Same.
All here. Like huge this morning. Like I popped it, which is so naughty. And it's gone so red. It was like huge and swollen. I've just put a heap of makeup over it.
I can't see much.
So yeah, that's a win. There you go. The end.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
No, I did 3.
Okay, cool. Should we?
I wanted because last week Steph was like, because we were supposed to have someone on last week, and then Steph was like, I've got all these ideas for the podcast. And then she didn't do many of them.
I didn't do any of them, and I'm going to wig you out even more. I completely changed it. So, you know how I said, you said hate to be judgmental.
What are you
going to
change it to?
I'm actually going to change it to a personal segment pertaining to me, and then you can give me the answer.
Okay.
Things people find easy that I struggle with. Okay?
Okay.
I've written a list.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Oh, hello.
What? What's wrong?
Your lips stuck to the top.
What? Really? Is it?
Are you stoned?
Fuck, you noticed straight away. That's a TikTok trend. I was going to stare at you and see how long it took. Have you seen that on TikTok?
No.
Oh, you have did you, it straight
oh my
away.
God, oh my God, oh my God. We're doing this before we do this. Okay. Have you seen the trend on TikTok
oil
where
rig.
You... Yeah.
Call yeah, Ruby did it last night to Dad.
Oh!
I already did it. She put it on TikTok already.
Oh, what the fuck?
I made
what did
her
he
do
say?
It. He was just like, what the fuck? He was like, fuck the money, Ruby. No, you're not fucking doing that. Like, just swearing heaps. Like, okay.
Oh, that's really annoying.
No, and then I saw that one and I was like, I'm going to do it to Steph.
Wait, what could we do to Guy?
They're the only two ones I know trending at the moment.
Should I be like, me and Ella have been asked to
Why
promote.
Do you do it
oh, no.
No. They'll do it to judge that you've got a tutoring job on an oil rig.
Should I do that?
See if it works.
No, should I be like, this family have asked me to go like to somewhere.
Hey, there's homeschools on the oil rig.
No, like because he would have seen the oil rig one.
Oh, do you reckon?
I reckon I say like one of my tutoring families has asked me to move, like they're moving to Bali for 6 months, but they're going to pay me. No, what's a good one?
No, because oil rig's funny because it's so random for a girl to go and live on an oil rig. So they have to be like, I don't know. How about mining thing? You have to go and live on the mines because there's like heaps of people with kids and they've asked you to go work there for tutoring.
Yeah, where's like a, Burmo, where's like a big mine?
Up in Perth. Isn't it like Perth and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perth?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
People go all the way up there. Yeah, the biggest mine in Australia.
Which kid could it be?
Or maybe it's just a connection, like a kid's told someone there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Western Australia.
But where? You got to give me a place.
Loy Yang Mine, Goonyella Riverside Mine, Mount Arthur Coal Mine.
Mount Arthur Coal Mine.
Yeah.
I'll do like Jeff's dad.
Has like recommended me. I forgot even to tell you this. Like I put my name down ages ago or something.
And like how I said much my name, I forgot about it.
Just say you're getting, it's worth it for the money and I'm going to be gone for a few months.
It's worth it for the money, I'm going to be gone. But
or do
like,
you reckon I should do it? Like I'll just
do you reckon I should, but part of it is that like.
Maybe like you should move up to and you could do some funny TikToks, like be dead serious.
Okay. Hey, how are you going?
Good, how are you going?
Good. Are you in a meeting?
I'm about to walk into one. What's going on?
Just really quickly, you know how I tutored that kid Jeff that you looked at his tyres?
I beg your pardon?
You know how I tutored that kid Jeff?
Yes.
So anyway, his dad is like the head of some big company in Perth where they do a couple coal mines. Yeah. And he basically recommended me to go up there because they're like running like an English kind of literacy program up there for like some of the young miners. And I like get paid a fuck ton of money to go there and teach them like about literature and stuff like that. But the issue is but I would have to live there for like 2 months.
Oh, 8 weeks in the scheme of things, dollars. Fuck all.
Do you reckon?
Mate, what's the money like?
I think it's like $3,000 a week.
Buddy.
But I wouldn't have any phone reception.
2 months, dull, in the scheme of things, is true. Let's talk about this when I get home, but I'm literally walking into this meeting, but it's something you should seriously consider.
But can I just say one more thing?
Yeah.
For some of it, I'd actually have to go into the mine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Really? Baz said it was really scary and, like, black and dark.
No, it's so safe. Think about how many mining accidents you've heard of in the last 20 years.
So true. Oh, babe, thanks for supporting me.
That's all right. I think it's fucking super cool.
Yeah, I'd make, like, $30,000 in, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, buddy.
Awesome. All right, babe, I'll talk to you later.
All right, I love you.
Bye.
Josh is so random. He's like so supportive of that. He's like, yeah, go for 2 months. That's fine. See ya.
Give a fuck.
The total opposite reaction. Like being like, everyone's like, oh, you should ask like maybe some other people to see how they feel about it. And you're like, I'm going to have to work in the mine. He's like, it's going to be pretty dark. He's like, that's fine.
Did not ask one question, like literacy program. I had to change it because I was like, it'd be more funny if I was teaching the miners English. Like, no, why would I be teaching?
But you talking about like, I'd have to be in the mine some days. You did not even like.
I said I wouldn't have any reception. He's like, perfect. Won't have to speak to you for 2 months.
He was like, yes, babe. I think this is seriously something you should think about.
2 months in the general scheme.
In the scheme of things, it's fine. You should definitely go. That's an amazing opportunity. I was like, oh my God. You, my God, Josh, holy fuck.
Okay, that was a good one.
We got through the whole thing and it wasn't, he still thinks it's real. That's like the funniest thing about it. He's like, yeah, cool, anyway. He'll probably be telling everyone now in the meeting, like, Steph's just got this amazing opportunity.
And he'll be in with Lou and Lou will be like, that's bullshit.
I know, Lou will be like, haven't you seen the, I don't know if he has seen the TikTok. Surely if he'd seen the other ones, he'd be like, Steph, you're fucking having me on.
The fact that, like, he was so supportive just then. Almost too supportive.
We forgot to add the bit in being like, you should come up to and visit and do some TikToks in the mine.
Oh.
I wanted to see what, I reckon he would be like, yeah, sick.
Yeah.
He would have been so key. Sounds like he wants you to go work in the mines.
Yeah, that's like his dream.
Fuck yeah, babe, that's really cool.
I reckon he's like, that will really ground her. That will really bring her back to reality.
That was fucking funny. I'm like, not that surprised, but I am.
Like, honestly, though, I think if he called me and said the same thing, I'd have the exact same reaction.
Love that for you too.
Like, we wouldn't question
it. Like, yeah, cool. I'd be like, what the fuck, Eddie? I think Eddie wouldn't believe me. I'm so bad at lying, though. You held it together so well.
That was good.
Yeah. I'm like a shocking liar. Like, I just laugh the whole time.
Oh, no, I could do that quite
yeah,
well.
You were good. I feel like because he was, like, really good to go along with too. He was like, yeah, oh, my God.
I think if it was, like, should we try to do the same thing and see what Guy says?
Let's see the difference.
Yeah. He won't answer.
Let's just try quickly. I just want to see a difference with someone. I just want to see.
Guy, like okay, Guy is like a normal kind of person.
Sorry, Josh. Future husband.
I don't think he'll answer.
Give it a go.
No.
Fucking hell, that was okay. So funny. Anyway, that was good enough for me.
What were we talking about though?
Well, I was just talking about how my prank didn't work. You noticed straight away.
Yeah.
So you, yeah. If I'll send you other ones where it goes on for so long and it's like really funny, but they're kind of like looking at them weird and they keep talking.
I just don't know how I would not notice that. Like you look like, how could you not notice
and
that?
And you're like, your face is like, you got really, I was like, why are you doing that?
It was just weird because like you fully, normally you'd start laughing, but you kept going.
Actually, it was good then.
You were.
I was. Moving on though, I had just shows to discuss, but then you fucking said you hadn't watched it yet, which is so weird. Because it's Steph's favourite book.
I haven't finished this.
Oh, but I only wrote, we can do it, but I wrote it down because I wanted to do the prank.
Oh.
But we can do it because you've actually prepped, so do it. Sorry.
I'm just going to read like two or three.
That was rude of me.
Do not apologise. Okay, I don't know if you find this difficult, but you have a similar brekkie to me.
Yep.
I find assembling it really stressful.
Mm.
Getting all the ingredients out in what order. Getting the honey out of the pantry, the protein powder out of the pantry, all the yogurts out of the fridge, using multiple spoons.
Yep.
Do you find that hard?
I find it more annoying the thought of cleaning it up. So I have to like clean most of it up before I enjoy it.
Oh, that's smart.
Mm.
I like that.
Because it gets me a bit like, oh, the flies are going to come in because my doors are all open and stuff. It wigs me out a bit.
Yeah, you have.
That's what frustrates me.
Yep. So clean as you go.
Clean straight after.
Straight
as well.
After. Carrying multiple items of clothing to a change room.
Yeah, I put it in a bag. What do you like?
Where do you get the bag from?
Where from?
A clothing store.
Oh, you're talking a clothing shop. I thought you meant like if you went to get changed after a gym or something.
I put it in a bag.
I was like, put it in a bag. Isn't that like just normal shit? Oh, I know. I like when, well, you probably should get their attention and be like, excuse me, can you put this away?
Put this in.
Most good shop assistants would be like, do you want me to take that?
But do you know what I mean when you're holding it and then you have it over your arm and then
they all fall off. Yeah. Yeah. They should come and, yeah.
They should help you with that.
Yeah, they should be helping you with that. For sure.
carrying skis and poles at the same time.
Yeah, that's awkward, but I can say I don't do that much.
Yep. I really struggle using my phone.
What do you mean?
I find like technology and apps really overwhelming.
Mm. It logs me out a lot and I'm really bad with passwords.
Passwords and stuff like that.
I'm like, fuck, I've got to go and like figure this out now. It's going to take me like half an hour.
Yeah.
And then I just won't go into the app then for a while.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't have the same password for everything maybe.
I think that's what it is.
Mm.
Last one. You might know the answer. When you are putting eggs in boiling water, why does the white shit explode everywhere straight away?
I think it might be because it's like really too hot and it starts to crack.
So
does it explode? Mine just comes out a tiny bit sometimes.
Yeah, but mine kind of does that, but then really explodes.
Do you just like flop them in? Maybe you need to get a spoon and like drop it in.
Carefully.
Yeah.
And turn it down a bit.
Maybe.
Okay.
So it's not like, you know, the bubbles.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. There you go. Does that help?
That helped a lot.
Thank you for that. That was great. Okay. Rewind to
Three Women.
Three Women.
The best book of all time. Please tell me you've read it.
I haven't read it. That's why I was like, it's so interesting.
What's the show like?
I love it. I've watched the first two. So Ruby and me are watching it together. Ruby's read the book, but it's so funny. I was like,
did she say it was better or worse?
She's like, I can't even remember. And I'm like,
what
do you
mean? What character, how are they dealing with it? Are they
It's like very, very graphic in terms of sex stuff.
Yeah, but who – you can tell me because I know the plot.
So last night – oh, Shaylee Woodley. Second episode was last night. First episode was introducing all the characters.
Who's Shaylee Woodley? Which character is she?
She's the author.
The author of the book?
Yeah.
Oh,
the one writing about it.
They've done like a meta narrative.
It's like her going out to do the experiment, like to learn about these three women.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really cool.
I did not anticipate that.
So it's all like based on the true story, obviously.
Yeah,
because her narrative.
She took like 8 years writing that.
Yeah.
And had like a nervous breakdown, lost her mum.
She's like, I'm in a really shit part of my life and stuff, like to one of the girls.
I'm yeah.
Like, she's just making friends with that one that her husband doesn't touch her. And she's just fucked. Sorry, this is if you haven't watched it, just like
spoiler alert.
But she just slept with her high school lover in the hotel room.
Oh my God.
And it was really graphic. And she had a period everywhere. Do you remember
that? Yeah, yeah, I do.
And they show all of that.
That one's really sexual.
Oh my God. And he's like, they fully show, like he's so hot, the guy that they've casted. I was like, oh my God, like now I know, like your husband is such a dud. And she's like quite pretty. Like she's like, they've made her look quite plain Jane. But then when she dolls herself up for that night, her body is amazing. Big tits, like tiny. And like she did all that. Like she just looked really beautiful more. And then all the scenes are like so heavy. He just like drops his pants and he has a full erect like dick. And you just see it. They've like cameraed it. So it's like right there. You can see it like.
Yeah, because it is. It's a very intense.
Oh, book. Yeah. And she because you have to get her energy about how horny she is because she's like has all this built up.
Yeah.
Because she's in like all this mess.
How uncomfortable would that be talking to a stranger about that?
Oh my God, well, yeah. And then she goes back to that women's group though and tells everyone that she slept with them and then they're all really judging her and stuff.
Which is awful.
I know. I really like her, but the author really likes her and then she's like, I really want to write. I want to be a friend. Your take on love is so interesting. I just want to listen to you all day because she like loves love, but she's in such a fucked up relationship. It's really interesting.
Yeah. They must have had the author, Lisa, talk more because in the book she doesn't say like too much about her own life. You kind of only glean
really,
that.
Yeah.
You only get that from interviews and stuff because obviously when you finish the book, you're like, that was a masterpiece. How did she do
it?
And then
They've
merged the two, which is a really cool way to do it. And they've obviously got her on board.
Yeah.
And she's obviously said what was going on in
so
her
good.
Life at the time.
Yeah.
Have you met the chick from Long Island yet?
The one that they have like three.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that the first episode.
Is she really hot? Because she was cast as hot.
Black woman, like absolutely beautiful.
Oh.
Like amazing, like so striking.
That one was weird. Men watching their wives.
That, they showed a really hectic scene.
Oh my God, I can't wait for this.
Oh my God. And I was just like, I don't know, but then you're getting to the gist of like it being like she's going to take it too far though already.
Yeah.
She's not happy. Like she wants more.
Yeah.
She's like got a crush on the guy with the oysters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. She's – and what about the girl who's obsessed with her teacher?
Yep, they've started her story.
That's awful.
And she's just left a letter in there in the mailbox and he's like, you can tell he's freaking out. Like he just got it, but they haven't shown anymore.
That – the end of her story made me so sick.
Really?
Yeah. Just such an abusive power.
Okay.
And you can see how you just get obsessed.
I know. And she seems really cool, like normal.
I think that's kind of based on a true – oh, well, it obviously is a true story, but
yeah.
It's also based – there are heaps of stories like that in America, obviously.
Yeah. No, it's great. So I've been watching that. So you can catch up, definitely.
What channel is it on?
On Stan.
Fuck yes.
So I've been loving that. Then I wanted to ask, we haven't talked about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I think that's next week after the reunion.
Okay.
Because what are we going to say? Like I want to watch part one of the reunion and then actually deep dive into Dorit's involvement.
Yeah, because I'm so confused
with this entire scandal.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll wait. I was going to say we never discussed our movie date, anyone but you. And what?
Obsessed. I was like, that was the best night. We just sat there and laughed our tits off.
I know, and it was just like funny, but I had all that goss that they definitely had it on.
Oh, yeah.
on the set, and she's like, her engagement though is like, it's off now.
Sydney Sweeney?
Sydney Sweeney, yeah.
Made love. Definitely. To her on-screen love.
And his girlfriend turned up on set when he found out. Like, I think she saw.
This is confirmed, everyone. Don't ask us how, when, where. But confirmed. True
I think because there were heaps of videos going out about, like, them, like, on set, like, heaps of videos. Like, people, because they were filming all over Sydney. So heaps of people, like, filming, like, in and out of them.
But
filming.
Don't you get it? This is how
100%.
Okay, so you're
like fantasizing.
We're both in very happy relationships, yeah. Right? But then you go on set. In a Hollywood movie with like the hottest guy ever. Know,
who would say that like you wouldn't like be like, ooh.
But it's no, like kidding, love. Ned. But it's like, let's say Ned's, you've been flown over to New York to do this thing. Ned's here. It's like you're in Love Island or Big Brother.
Oh, I know.
Nothing else matters.
That's
you're
what I mean. You're in your
strange
bubble.
World. Yeah.
And that's what I think happened. She was fully engaged. He had like a like this girlfriend, this stunning like model kind of girlfriend. The model girlfriend maybe saw snippets of him like on and off set with Sydney Sweeney, like getting
the chemistry
vibes.
Was
chemistry was there
very much.
So
there.
She flew to Sydney apparently and turned up on a clothes set and had a huge blue with him, and they broke up with him on the spot. And then apparently, I don't know, because of obviously this is all hearsay,
but true.
I don't know if like Sydney Sweeney's engagement has been like called off because of all this chitter chatter, but surely you put the two and two together.
And also, how old is Sydney Sweeney?
Younger than us.
Yeah, babe.
And she's with I think she's with quite an older guy, pretty sure. A bit older.
She was great in that.
She was great. But her tits, like, you just, like, look at them the whole time.
Yeah. But they are just – it's crazy that they're real.
I know. And they just, like, dress her up so, like, they know exactly, like, how to dress her in every scene.
Yeah, she looks like a doll.
And he's fucking hot, though.
He is so hot.
I loved him in that – what's that plane movie? With Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Top Gun. That was great.
I loved that movie.
That was great. I didn't actually recognize it was him, and I was like, oh, my God, it's him from Top Gun. He was like the dickhead on it.
Yeah. I don't love those preppy guys, but on Top Gun I liked him more because he was naughty.
I know, but he's really taken off.
He's a hottie.
So, look, who knows? I don't think they're together now, but, like, that was a bit of gossip.
I loved how they just, like, called the helicopter constantly.
That was a bit silly. But then rom-coms are silly. It's really hard to make a good rom-com. There's not many of them. I reckon all old school, like in the 90s
mean
and
girls?
Stuff. Yeah, fucking love Mean Girls. Obviously all the classics, but there hasn't been like another classic for a while.
Clueless is so good.
Clueless, but they're not Can rom-coms. They're all just like comedy fun ones.
That was a rom-com.
Rom-coms are like...
No, I get what you're saying. Rom-coms like one...
The Holiday and stuff.
The Holiday. Oh, that's so good. When you watch Clueless, were you like... I know I've asked you this before, but were you like, I need that revolving wardrobe immediately?
Yeah, I just loved... I like the Jeep. They have the Jeep or the buggy.
The Jeep.
Yeah. Yeah. All that fashion's like kind of come back into.
I know,
like,
it's so funny. That.
I thought we'd end with the potty with things we're loving like this week, because like it can be skincare again or talking a bit of a reco thing, because I feel like people love the recos and I don't think we've
Akari,
been doing
it. I know I've said this once, but their sleep tonic has changed my life. I got my friend Indy onto it. She's obsessed.
And it's working for her?
She got different tonics, but the tonics are insane. They're addictive.
What did she get?
She got Adrenal, which I have, which she loves.
I probably need that.
There's so
my
many.
My adrenal glands are probably like, ooh.
That's the one you tried on the weekend.
I liked that one.
Yeah, but the sleep one, I'm just like, I need it.
Okay, I need to go and have a look.
I've run out and I'm upset. And I actually want to DM him and be like, hey, listen, I used to have a really bad sleeping problem and I used to rely heavily on rest of it and now I don't. So thanks.
I wonder what does it have in it? Have you looked at the ingredients?
You know me, doll.
Yeah, because I was going to say Kourtney Kardashian's sleep gummies are apparently amazing, but it's got like melatonin, that other new...
I think melatonin's quite bad to rely on.
It is a natural thing you form in your body though.
I know, but I have heard that.
Yeah, so it's quite
it's magnesium.
Strong.
Yeah, magnesium's better, I think.
I couldn't find like... This person did like a full review on TikTok and she was like, it's fucking amazing. I've never slept through the night like that, blah, blah, blah. And people kept asking in the comments, but did you feel drowsy the next day? And no one was really replying, so I don't know. I should have got it to trial though when I went to
America. You should have, definitely.
I can get Eddie to probably get it actually. Oh no, because I don't have... I only have the bloody Erwan in LA. Anyway.
Erwan.
I was going to say on that thing, Calm Magnesium, which I did, you can get it on Amazon. I've been
loving. Oh, yeah.
But then I kind of forgot or like didn't really think about it because Aunt Thea, our friend, was taking it in the day because I had it when we were away. And
oh,
I was like,
yeah.
You can take it in the day. It just makes you like,
yeah, remember we had Georgia Forsyth on and she takes magnesium all the time.
I usually take the capsules, but I thought this was like a sleep bun. I just had it in my head that it was only for sleep. And now I've been taking it in the day and it's quite nice.
Yeah, well, it can calm you down.
Yeah.
Also, can you put in the show notes a list of water filters that you like?
Yeah, I saw someone was, oh, my God, sharing, oh, my God, did I just get rid of my notes? I didn't. Really there's bad. Some ones you can just like pour in to a jug and just, and then it filters it.
I think that's step one.
Step one. So I'm going to get one of them first.
Could you please put them in the show notes?
For sure.
Also loving Westman Atelier, the foundation that you had, the tinted one. I bought that yesterday.
Oh my God. So good. I just put that on today.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's so good.
And
with
lip
the
liner.
Complexion drops is really good.
Yeah.
I had that in my thing. So I like the mixing them because if you want to, if you don't want to have a bit of bronze, you don't have to have it. Like if you just want to have really clean, but I needed it today.
Yeah.
Oh, and I tried that umami chili oil.
Oh, is it good?
It's so good. So I've got that from Cut Deli in Clovelly. It has like the best stuff.
Cut Deli in Clovelly.
It's got really fun little things like in there to buy as well, and it's got really good coffee. It's a Padre coffee, like the one in Paddo that I love.
Yum.
What else?
Cinnamon scroll from
where?
Sonoma.
Yum. Are you going to go get one after this?
No. Just only because I'm trying to not get a migraine today.
True. Good on you.
Fuck yeah.
I wanted to bring up the glass and mesh tops. I'm obsessed with them. I want to go get every colour.
Yep. I love that. I'm also like the tight tops. On that note, Uniqlo t-shirt tanks.
Ooh.
They're amazing.
Do I need to get some of them?
Yes. They're $15. You need to get one in every single colour.
And they're cropped.
Cropped.
Okay. Because I'm loving like the tight ones from Glassons. They're not the mesh, but you can wear them with like, you know, that one I was wearing the other day, the brown one. And then the mesh high neck ones you can get in like every colour too.
Yeah.
I like them. Plain ones because you just wear it all the time.
Yeah. Capsule wardrobe.
No, it's so cheap.
What else am I loving?
So cheap. I'm liking red at the moment that it's coming back in.
Red wine?
No, like red ballet flats. You get red tops, like red singlets. Like it's really coming back in this season. Have you noticed that?
I haven't, but I don't mind the colour red.
Yeah. It looks really cool. Like I've been noticing people wearing it a lot more. I think I've talked about Open, the app.
Yep, you spoke about that.
So I've got that definitely. You have to download it because I've been trying it now for a few weeks and it's so good. It puts me to bed every night, wakes me up in the morning. Like I do my
I love that.
Breathing and it's so good. What else did I have? Oh, and I've been saying I love my little new camera I got, the Canon G7X. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I went to go buy that and then I was like, I don't need that.
You don't need that. You've got, you still have your other one, don't you?
Yeah.
That's the same vibe.
I didn't go to buy your one. I went to go buy.
There's other ones.
Did you go to Forage in Wollumbi? They had so many cameras there.
Yeah, but they were so expensive.
The cameras?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
I wanted that underwater one. Did you see that underwater film camera? It was sick. It was like this big one and it's all underwater film.
Oh my God, you should have got it.
It was like fucking few, like it was like $400, $500. And I don't even know if it, like, you just.
I tried on a wedding dress there.
Did you?
And I thought it was really cool.
And you just didn't want
to. Nah, I didn't buy it. But when I was getting changed, they had this La Perla bustier, like bodice that you could wear out. And I tried it on. It was so cool, but it was $400.
It's
like,
quite expensive in there.
Yeah, but the guy was really cool. We had a long, big chat to him.
Did you? I didn't talk to him.
He loved Jarge.
Did he?
He was kind of hot.
Yeah, he was sort of sitting in the corner doing something the whole time.
He was, you know, he's like 70.
Is he? I didn't really get a good look because he was sort of behind the counter.
Very handsome, big guy.
Yeah.
Had lived a life.
Really, yeah.
I didn't know. Anyway, that was good.
Yeah, Forage. Yeah, that was great. Anyway, guys, I think that's enough.
That's enough. Love you guys.
Bye.